The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This is The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on the following show are solely those of the host, guest, and its callers. It's time for The Growth Strategist. Here's your host, Aldana Ambler.
Welcome to the show. This is The Growth Strategist, Aldana Ambler, and each week we rotate through different growth strategies, geographic locations, and industries. And the idea of this is the peer-to-peer-to-peer program, where the hosts, the guests, and the listeners are all presidents and CEOs of mid-sized companies. So most of you are between that $20 and $200 million mark, and you can taste the billion that that's what you're going after. So it's not meant for beginners, and so if you find that we don't, you know, start explaining what an acquisition is or what do I mean by an ESOP or that kind of stuff, leave the emails at home. We're not trying to get everybody to hear this. It's that mid-zone that I find just gets so forgotten. It's like big companies get a lot of attention and even bailouts, and little people, you know, the startup companies, there's a lot of services for them, and then it's like in the middle. You're supposed to know what you're doing and take care of yourself. So there's my rant. But that's one of the reasons I did that is because of what's the theme for today. And, in fact, for the next three shows, I see September is kind of a renewal. This is a, you know, people who don't even have kids are back on the school schedule. You know, it's like the start again. I think it's more of a new year for most people than January is when you watch behavior. And especially with the changes in the economy over the last year, I'm seeing people almost come alive again. There are calls coming in to us. There are questions being done. I can see the differences in the newspapers and the news on TV. It's like we're, you know, enough of this waiting around for somebody to do something. We're going to step up. Can you feel it? I'm watching entrepreneurs. They're just not going to wait anymore, which is great. I think it's good news. Now, there's a little bit of risk with that. So I have three programs in a row that the theme of what we're doing is on having passion. You know, the first show today, we're going to be talking about purpose-driven growth, you know, mission-driven growth. I got some suggestions related to it, but wait till you hear my guest. She gets it. She walks the talk. And there's a difference in what you do in the staffing and the marketing and the sales if you really are mission-driven. It's not just go to a strategic planning seminar. It's not just, you know, what's your mission and your vision? And, you know, what's the difference between a goal and an objective? You can tell that I don't like that kind of stuff. Yeah, you need it, but then they put it away. I mean, if you truly are mission-driven. I'll give you some examples. I am apparently very mission-driven compared to other folks. So we're going to talk about some of my journey, too. Because I definitely, in growing the strategic planning company to 143 full-time consultants worldwide, and then spinning off some other companies and doing an ESOP and stuff like that, boy, the types of people that would be comfortable working in that type of an environment where we're really a force for positive force for economic development, it's a very different language than it's just for professional development for them or how much money they could make. They ended up making more than their competitors because we had a core belief in what we were there to do. We've been focused on accelerated growth with sustained profitability for mid-sized firms. We specialize in the ones that want to get on the Inc. 500 and stay there for 38 years. And that is a very different mentality than just being a consultant and how many offices do you have. You get what I mean? All right, so the second show on September 8th, that's going to be, this guy is so cool. Randy Carr is the CEO of World Emblem International. Okay, so an outsider looking at this says, well, they embroider emblems. They put them on uniforms. Where's the excitement about that? You got to be kidding me. What's the mission? What's the purpose? Yawn, yawn, yawn. Oh, yeah? The family business, now picture this, you're going to hear the story, but this family business, dad's in trouble years ago, brings the two sons in, and they got old-fashioned customers, you know, real established businesses, not really embracing technology. And this guy and his brother have driven this thing to $45 million a year. They're now the lead in their industry, got seven locations worldwide. They've had 9 years of positive growth and cash flow, despite the stuff that's been going on this last year. And the primary way they're doing it is to take their mature industry customers along with them on their improvement, on, you know, as they really, truly embrace technology. Wait till you hear this. They bring the other guys with them. See, that's the purpose-driven side of it. We're not going to let anybody be behind. Folks need more than just your emblems and your embroidery. They need their uniforms instantly. See it? There's a different mentality. So you can take something that somebody else would look at and say, oh, this is boring. Where's the beef? Where's the sizzle? Get it? Okay, third example. You listen on September 15th. Now, remember, I'm just going to remind you, I mean, it's an online program. People are downloading these programs 2 and 3 years later. We're in the fifth year of this. So, you know, take these themes. You can just download these to your iPod, take them to the gym, and listen in close succession, repeat succession, three people who are really psyched about their company. Michelle Lee's the CEO of CTG Incorporated. Okay, this is a fearless person. I mean, she's incredible. She's a first-generation immigrant from Taiwan. She's on the Inc. 500 list, and she's still the sole owner of her 12-year-old business that's about $133 million, 1,700 employees. Okay, so listen to this person talk about how she is driven to go after the government contracts. Just, I want you to take in some of the, it's like drink the Kool-Aid, as they say. All right, so now before I introduce today's guest, let me tell you a little bit about what it was like for me, and is still. The whole idea of having, you know, this calling, and that's what it feels like. There is a calling for some of us of why you're in business and why you hire people and why you invest and why you take chances and why you're out on a limb. And it isn't just to create money and have wealth at the end of your life and have some resilience, although it does matter. It does help. I get that. But that's what follows from having being centered. And the classic example I'd give you would be, you know, everybody talks about Oprah. Now, look at all the things she's able to do and the difference she's making. Well, that's true. She's a great example. But pause for a minute. What's the first thing you learn when you think about that cause-driven organization, that mission-driven organization, HARPA? Well, if you're an entrepreneur or consultant looking at it, one of your first concerns is, wait a minute, it's a big company, but it's very dependent on her. So there's your number one warning. But look at the head of Virgin Airlines. Look at the head of Microsoft. Look at my business. Look at Lee Iacocca. There's a number of examples at wide ranges. How about Tom's Shoes? They sell shoes. Yeah, yeah, okay, yawn, yawn. They're on TV with an ad that's for a telephone service, cellular service. The guy walking the beach, remember seeing that? And he's talking about, we give away a pair of shoes for every whatever pair of shoes they sell. They're in it for those kids in Africa that are wearing the shoes. Get it? And isn't it cool that it's not just an individual name? And a cellular company would go, ooh, we want a piece of that. Isn't it interesting they can get that kind of advertising and be visible for you and I to know they exist? Is that because their shoes are exciting? Or is it because they were purpose and mission driven? Hello? You don't have to be a nonprofit to have a really exciting mission or calling. Follow it? And it draws, ironically, it draws sponsorship. Okay, I'll give you an example from mine. I've had 50 major corporations sponsor multi-city speaking tours for me. A lot of the people in National Speakers Association just find that amazing. And I did it partly because I was cheap and wanted to have somebody else's marketing dollar kind of push me. But it was also because, you know, I'm trying to reach these mid-sized companies and the people who would benefit from them growing. There's a whole range of folks that would benefit. The economy grows. There's job creation. So some of the sponsorships were government things. There were grants to help make it happen. I've had Wachovia Bank, which is now Wells Fargo. They put me on the road because to do profitability and growth seminars for mid-sized companies in their marketplace. The bank's going to benefit. They're going to look good if those mid-sized companies keep growing. All right, that is mission-driven language that you're not necessarily the only one that's going to be paying for your marketing if you're centered. You don't have to be a speaker. The guy from Tom's sells what? Shoes. Okay, another one would be Verizon and Bell Atlantic back when they were the R-Box. They put me on the road for 29 cities for 14 straight years. All right, we did success symposiums. A lot of that came from an observation that there was friction between the telecommunications companies and businesses, particularly small ones. was back when, for example, they would charge more for a business line, and it was the same copper wire, and it was aggravating people. So a lot of the home-based businesses didn't even want to tell the phone companies that they had a business because they didn't want to pay a premium. It wasn't just the dollars, it was the insult. So they're improving the relationship between telecommunications companies and repositioning them so that they would be saying, we are wanting to help you grow, we have other services besides the phone line, was part of why those seminars happen. Okay, now, that's the second lesson. Second lesson is anybody else interested in doing cooperative marketing with you, pointing out what you're doing, bragging that they have you as a vendor, showing off, you know, having a few of you win awards together because you're making a difference in the community? Is your calling, you know, not, you know, beyond being about you making money? Is it service to a community? Have you picked a target group that's going to be so much better off because your company exists? And people didn't think it made any sense for me to say, all right, I'm going to pick the best and brightest, most ambitious, the ones that want to be on the Inc. 500 as my target. Because look, listen to the back of that. You guys don't need any help. You're really capable. Some of you are arrogant. You move really fast. You're not going to take any advice. You don't need any help. Oh, yes, you do. We've been real busy all these years. Think about how many of us in this target market, probably around Ritalin when we were kids, how many of us, when we hit about 25 employees, hit a plateau because we, you know, become risk adverse, got the house overlooking the, on the hill overlooking the lake, and we got a controller we promoted from a couple years ago, and they're not ready to be CFO, and we don't want to do anything about it. It looks like venture capital is the next thing we need to do, and we pause. It looks like we might need to have investors from outside, and we want to stick, we have control needs. So the same positive things that drove us to where we are now is the same thing we have to get rid of when we go to the next level. You know what I'm talking about. So when you get into any target market to truly understand what makes them tick and what's important to them and how their lives could be better, how about the exit strategies? How many people are hanging on to their businesses because they're afraid of what's going to happen? They don't know what's coming next for them, so they hang on. Again, there's plateaus that are very predictable for some of the best and brightest. That's what I know about. Okay, who's your target market? Randy Carr knows an awful lot about these mature companies that have uniforms or do deliveries. I mean, he'd understand UPS. Cold. Who do you really understand? Cold. What's the picture you have in front of your computer or on the wall or on the wallpaper in your website that keeps your employees centered about why they work? What do you talk about when you're measuring things? Hear it? If it's only about, you know, what kind of money we made or who's going to work here, the passion goes away pretty fast. So today's show, I'm going to be interviewing Leah Brown, and listen to the name of the company, A10 Solutions. Okay, the idea is that they are A10. They want to be the best. And wait till you hear how you can take clinical trials. Nasty old pharmaceutical company. We're just going to do trials to find out if that those expensive medicines work. Uh-huh. That's one way to look at it. That's not how they look at it. I want you to hang on here, and I want you to replay this show a few times to listen between the lines. How do you take passion, turn it into a business, have other people follow you because you took other people with you who wanted you to succeed, build passion the whole time you're growing the business because it's like a magnet that can attract talent and more customers? Got you psyched yet? In fact, I want you to listen because if the last year or so has sucked some of the spark out of you or some of the passion out of you, I want you to listen to see if any of her ideas about staffing, marketing, sales, quality assurance, maybe they could rekindle the spark for you. We'll be right back. This is the Growth Strategist, Aldana Ambler.
Up-to-date business and financial news. Call now and get the financial information you need. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790.
The experts are here.
Voice America Business Network.
If you're a struggling business trying to get to the next plateau and would like to learn more about what Aldana can do for you, log on to thegrowthstrategist.com. Listen to some of our many satisfied clients.
We called in the growth strategist to do a strategic analysis of our company, design an organizational structure, and improve our management team. The important point is that Aldana Ambler gets it. Her extensive experience coaching fast growth companies has really paid off for us.
Aldana played a key role in driving the rapid growth of our company. We now have a strategic growth plan in place, obtained growth financing, have a stronger management team, and expanded our services, and are already seeing profits. Companies dealing with business growth issues couldn't ask for a better or wiser business advisor than Aldana Ambler.
What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-ALDANA today and see where your business can go tomorrow. Once again, that number is 1-888-ALDONNA. TheGrowthStrategist.com. Achieving accelerated growth with sustained profitability.
Technology is changing the way we live our lives and how we do business. On CIO Talk Radio, we talk about the benefits of technology and the great things it allows us to do, as well as its risks. Heard every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, Sunjo Gall interviews business leaders and other experts that are shaping the way we use technology. To learn more about the show, visit www.ciotalkradio.com. Keep up with the changing world of technology and listen to CIO Talk Radio with Sunjo Gall. Listen in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, right here on Voice America Business. The market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now. Toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. Call in right now with your questions and comments toll-free at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Now let's jump into another segment of The Growth Strategist. Here's Aldana Ambler.
Welcome back to the show. This is The Growth Strategist, Aldana Ambler, and today we're talking about passion, purpose, mission-driven growth. And I'm starting with a little bit of what I'm doing, and then I'm going to introduce Leah. You know, people used to tease me about this, wanting to be a positive force of economic development, and I didn't have awards as like one of my goals, but I don't think it's accidental or coincidental that, you know, it drives things to a couple dozen Entrepreneur of the Year awards. Those came from, for me, because I kept talking about the audience. I kept talking about the clients. So the first question I want you to talk about, or think about as we do this interview, who do you talk about? Are you obsessed about talking about the end, you know, benefactor of your work? You know, and it's not just, quote, customers, because sometimes it's an end user of what you do. And that's the case of my guest. She's going to have to talk obsessively about the end recipient, the purpose of what their work is, and not just the customers they serve to make it happen. So, Leah, you there?
I am here, Aldana.
Well, hello. I've been looking forward to the interview with you.
I am charged up.
All right, well, you always are. I mean, that's kind of why we're doing this. All right, so Leah Brown, tell us a little bit about, you know, you got A10. You know, people might not have heard of that. Give us a little background. What was going on in your life before you did it, before you started this?
I'm sorry, we must have had a technical difficulty because...
Tell me what you were doing before you started the company.
Oh, okay. I was actually an attorney by trade, but please don't hold that against me, okay?
Well, you still have passion even though you were an attorney. Whoa.
Exactly. And, you know, Aldana, I'm just one of those types of people that if everyone is going left, I'm going right.
Okay.
So when it was time to go to grad school back in the early 80s, everyone was going to get the MBA. So I decided I was going to go get a JD just to be different. Didn't know if I was going to be a litigator, but fast forward 4 or 5 years later, I ended up in healthcare compliance. So I worked for a large consulting firm for many years.
Okay. So you've been around the healthcare piece of this.
Yes.
But then you had a life-changing event. What happened?
Well, in my early, mid-20s, I had a very, very dear friend and relative who was stricken with the deadly disease of HIV. And because he did not have children, my sister and I were his closest kin, and we were responsible for his care. And as metropolitan as we were, we just felt like, you know, we can solve this problem too. Got the best doctors, had him in the best hospitals, and before we knew it, our relative died right in front of me.
And people think, you know, because you had a little attention and you were focused and he had an advocate, he had really good care and superior situation, but you ran into some trouble getting the treatment that you thought you were going to get.
Exactly. At that particular point, some of the drugs that were out for AIDS were just not effective. So it was more like an experiment. Let's try this, see what happens. Let's try this. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, guys. You've gone to medical school for all these years, and we're almost saying eeny, meeny, miny, mo?
Oh, it feels like that. My husband had, you know, bone marrow cancer for 6.5 years, and all the bone marrow transplants and the way they changed each time, it did feel like educated guesses the whole time.
Exactly.
The whole time.
Exactly. And, you know, unfortunately, one of the bad things about me is I'm very, very impatient. And I want the answers now and not a minute longer. So my uncle passed away very, very quickly. And typically when someone passes so close to you, you're weeping, you're grieving. Aldana, I was ticked off.
Yeah.
I was.
Yeah, not everybody has that reaction. We had a lot of death around us. I had 9 funerals last year. And I didn't create another business. What was it about this that made you start a company?
It was really out of my unique grieving process, that frustration, saying we can put a man on the moon, but we can't get the right drugs to the people that need them in time. So I looked at my background, which was in healthcare compliance. I knew I wasn't a scientist by trade or by education.
But that ends up being like an attribute, you know?
I think so, too. I think so, too. So I really thought of a business where I can use regulations and laws to help get drugs to the patients that need them faster and safer.
Right now,
that's how we started clinical trials.
I want the listeners to pause for just a second, because you could be on a roll in your business now and a little bit bored with what you're doing. But what is making you mad? Listen to how Leah talks. What's making you mad? How could you leverage your background? How could you step up? Because it might be your second business we're talking about. So when you're hearing her, it's not just about, well, maybe I'm not passion-driven in how I created this company. So what's your second business? Listen to her. It was like a, what do you call that, perfect storm, Leah, where your skills, your experience, the need kind of combined and you acted on it.
Yeah, definitely. It's, you know, did research, did the right thing, you know, market analysis, research, you know, looking for financing, the whole bit. You know,
people would look at this and say, well, you haven't done clinical trials and there's these great big companies you're up against. Oh, God, what are some of those big ones?
PPD, Covance.
Yeah, Covance is what I was thinking about.
Yeah.
Quintiles.
Exactly.
You know, the big guys. And weren't they skeptical?
Oh, my God. They said, what is a lawyer doing running a clinical research company?
I could just hear it. So what was your pitch? Did you start talking about your friend who died of HIV and your uncle who died? I mean, what'd you do?
Exactly.
No kidding.
I did it kind of in a different way. It will come off a little bit snotty, but maybe that's who I am. I'm sorry. I apologize. But I came off and I was looking for customers that believed in what I believed in. And I believed in trying to get life-saving drugs to people who need them quicker and faster.
So is it a target group and a target audience you're trying to get these drugs to? Is it, you know, people that have some kind of disparity in what they get versus the rest of the world?
Well, in this particular case, my targets at this particular point, if you can get this in your head, is I'm now looking for clients. I got to build revenue, correct?
Right.
But one of the things that I was not interested in is getting clients that did not support the mission. And that mission was working on therapeutics that have the highest impact to communities of healthcare disparities. So HIV is, you know, a large killer for African American Americans, which I am. Breast cancer is a large killer for women, which I am. So any type of therapeutics that I felt that my relatives or my sisters out there can are dying from each and every day, that's what I wanted to impact. I made it personal.
And tell me why sickle cell anemia gets such short shrift. I mean, hello, it's consistent with what you're talking about.
Absolutely.
Same thing.
It's a population of people that typically our world doesn't pay as much attention to.
All right, so, you know, you've assigned yourself as an advocate, and you're going to take some action. And now I want everybody to hear this, even from the beginning, when you're sitting there saying, I'm doing a startup, I'm a lawyer, and they're saying no, you were selective about which clients you would take.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
very much
so. You have to have some brass ones to do what we're talking about, don't you?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's my Jamaican blood. I don't know what it is.
Don't apologize for it. That's why you're on the radio.
Right.
I want everybody to tap into that. What could you get mad about, and where you would be selective about who gets to play with you?
Oh, yeah.
If you're looking for people who are players and serious about this.
Yeah, who believed in what I believed in.
Well, this has helped you. You now have, what, 172 employees?
Yeah,
so it might have worked, huh?
Yeah, that's a lot of work. I started off by myself, used my savings, mortgaged up my house, Aldana.
Yeah.
I'm a single parent. And I'm thinking, you are nuts. Your emotions have just gotten just crazy.
Okay, there's another hint. Did you need a support network when you were going through that? Because that first year must have been hell.
I needed all the support that I never knew I thought I would need.
I had relatives saying to me, why don't you go get a real job early on? They didn't know they were not being supportive, but they thought they were. Mm-hmm. Did you get any of that? Like, what are you doing?
No. Good. What I got...
Oh, you're lucky.
No. Let me tell you what I got. It's a different version.
What?
I got the, there is no way you can do this, or, but it was more subtle.
Uh-huh.
It was more, you know, not supportive, just kind of sticking you, but not really, but you can feel it. So what I did, Aldano, I said, listen, I got everything riding on this bad boy, right? So I treated my business like a newborn baby.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a mother?
I have 5 miscarriages, and I finally got the hint.
Okay.
So
well,
I have bouncing baby businesses. That was my husband.
I understand. I understand. But anyone who has out there who has a baby, they know.
Oh, yeah.
If there is someone who is sick or who's negative or telling you something that you don't want to hear about your baby, you automatically push them out of your world.
Yeah, and I've noticed that the passion-driven entrepreneurs, they're the ones that say, you know, lead, follow, get out of the way.
Right.
Either you're going to help me do this or shut up, go away. They really have that kind of attitude. It's not an arrogance. They're so driven. They're so focused. You got everything on the line. You have a belief that you're into.
Right.
And somebody who's sitting there saying, well, I don't think you can do this, they don't help anybody.
Well, you know, and then some of the people that would say, you know, Leah, you're crazy. I'm like, I know. Tell me something I don't already know.
Some of the best things have come from craziness. Well, did you land a big account early on that made a difference? What happened?
Actually, how I started, I actually landed the first year. Zero revenues. I told my 2 boys, I said, I think we're going to be living on a park bench soon.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, you know, with everything riding, I said, I got to break through. Perseverance, tenacity, I threw it all into the pot. And then finally, a small division of a Bayer company, very small, tiny division, had a small project that nobody wanted. None of the big boys wanted to do it. And
they were going to test you.
They were going to test me out, and they were waiting, I'm sure, waiting for us to fail, and guess what? We didn't. We blew it out of the park.
Yeah.
And from there, I was able to hire some excellent clinicians, excellent researchers, and then we started building our staff from that particular study.
Now, I've noticed that people go from subcontractor to committing to real good ones when they've gotten a big account. Now, I can hear my music, so we're going to have to go to a break. We'll be right back. This is The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler and Leah Brown of A10.
market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
If you're a struggling business trying to get to the next plateau and would like to learn more about what Aldana can do for you, log on to thegrowthstrategist.com. Listen to some of our many satisfied clients.
We called in the Growth Strategist to do a strategic analysis of our company, design an organizational structure, and improve our management team. The important point is that Aldana Ambler gets it. Her extensive experience coaching fast growth companies has really paid off for us.
Aldana played a key role in driving the rapid growth of our company. We now have a strategic growth plan in place, obtained growth financing, have a stronger management team, and expanded our services, and are already seeing profits. Companies dealing with business growth issues couldn't ask for a better or wiser business advisor than Aldana Ambler.
What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-ALDANA today and see where your business can go tomorrow. Once again, that number is 1-888-ALDONNA. TheGrowthStrategist.com. Achieving accelerated growth with sustained profitability.
Mic check, 1-2, big poser coming to you fake it.
Yeah, ever.
Got no more games since I got with the juice. No cruising with my friends, they cut me loose. Now my coach is hating, parents keep berating. Good thing my team's still behind me saying. Hey yo, what happened to my teammates, man? Yo, where y'all at, man? Come on, man, I thought we were family.
Don't be a poser. Hear more at don'tbeanasterisk.com. Brought to you by Ad Council and the U.S. Olympic Committee.
Technology is changing the way we live our lives and how we do business. On CIO Talk Radio, we talk about the benefits of technology and the great things it allows us to do, as well as its risks. Heard every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, Sunjo Gall interviews business leaders and other experts that are shaping the way we use technology. To learn more about the show, visit www.ciotalkradio.com. Keep up with the changing world of technology and listen to CIO Talk Radio with Sunjo Gall. Listen in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, right here on Voice America Business.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. Call in right now with your questions and comments toll-free at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Now let's jump into another segment of The Growth Strategist. Here's Aldana Ambler.
Welcome back to the show. This is The Growth Strategist, Aldana Ambler, and today we're talking about mission, purpose, passion-driven growth. I want you to think about a few people that you might have heard of. Take, for example, Art Ryan, who's just, you know, he's recently retired from Prudential. Powerful man. And you'd say, okay, he's really into the financial community. But if you really knew him and watched what he did and the foundation he created and what kind of speeches he gave, that guy got mad about the public education system and has done an amazing amount with the Business Coalition for Education Excellence. Prudential, okay, financial institution. Looks like, you know, a white CEO. What would he care about inner-city schools? Check this out and see what this man's done over the last 20 years and the kinds of awards he deserved. Now, don't get stereotypic here about who is going to care about your mission and passion. There are folks that they've read books by Nito Quibane, who's another really bright, capable guy. He's now the provost over High Point University and the chairman of the Great Harvest Bread Company. When you listen to him talk about when he's working with CEOs, he talks about from success to significance. Let me say it again because I stumbled on the words. From success to significance. And that's what we're talking about here. What's the significance of your business? And who else believes in what you think is significant? Okay, Leah, I'm going to ask you about your marketing. Because A10, you know, you've got this target group that you're talking about helping, and you've got some passion of making sure that the pharmaceuticals that they need actually get there. Tell me about your marketing. Tell me about your website, your speeches. How do people know that this is your passion?
Well, the traditional marketing always must occur. You must have a powerful website. And one thing that I feel about websites, they should be redesigned just kind of like you're leasing your car and every 3 years you turn it in for a brand new one. You want to just have a nice look and feel. Your mission may change slightly, the environment. So that's what I did. Did a lot of information, providing essential information onto the website relating to the industry and, of course, to our mission. One thing that I felt that we did extremely well, Aldana, was networking in non-traditional settings.
Yep.
Okay? So, yes, we have to go to the large clinical organizations, conferences, but here's little me in a slew of 6,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how can I get my word across?
Mm-hmm.
So what I did is I carved out a very, very unique subset of people that were in tune to what my mission was.
Yeah, so you had to talk to a lot of folks, eyeball to eyeball, belly to belly, as they say,
absolutely,
to get past what the paperwork says.
Exactly. And then
mm-hmm.
I set up my own 501c3
yeah.
nonprofit.
No surprise. Uh-huh.
And we have our own conference,
mm-hmm.
a maximum of 300 people.
Mm-hmm.
We bring our target pharmaceutical companies, do round tables of what we're looking for. So we're collaborating from a peer-to-peer opposed to a vendor speaking to a potential customer.
I can just picture the speakers they're talking about, the target audience they're talking about, you know, the status of the medications and the status of cures and prevention. Yeah, I mean it's a medical conference.
Exactly.
Wouldn't it be terrible if you didn't do that? You know,
what if
you'd miss the cue? If you got into if you hired a salesperson who's into transactions and they're just getting the next gig, they could do damage.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Have you ever nominated one of the pharmaceutical clients for awards for helping you do the community service?
Every year.
I don't know. You really walk the talk, don't you?
Oh, my God. But I love my clients. Remember, from the very beginning, I handpicked them.
See, this is one of the things I see some people who start with passion, they get lost and they won the awards, and then they don't nominate their customers for helping them do it. It's like, hello.
Oh.
It's more of a community thing, like Hillary Clinton would be saying, it takes a village. It does.
It does.
You know, you have to have this infectious, who's following you, you know, who's on this journey with you, energy. How else do you communicate that community? How do you work the community?
Well, when I started, I said we do non-traditional things. One of those things, taking a subset of what you're looking for and separating it out from the rest of the world so you can have a more interactive, mm-hmm. personal conversation. But the other thing is that where I felt we were really good at is going to those networking networking meetings
mm-hmm.
that no one goes to.
Yeah.
Except for high-level executives. So we're talking about...
You're a CEO, so you go.
Right. So, you know, I was there at those 7 o'clock breakfasts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had to drop my kids off at, you know, a friend's house or, before care in order to get there.
Yeah.
Okay? Because many people go in the evening. It's just easier.
Yeah.
And I went to the ones that were off topic.
Yeah.
Even though I'm in the pharmaceutical business, yeah. I may go to a networking conference for insurance.
Yep.
Or
financing. I can hear it.
Or financing.
Uh-huh.
It's amazing the people that you meet that work outside of your industry that can help you promote your company.
And I've seen the peer-to-peer kind of networking pay off because if they hear what makes you tick,
yes,
then they bring you in even if they didn't have the title of procurement or, you know, hiring clinical trials. They want to know who you are, and you can get to somebody if it doesn't look like it's a networking event to sell clinical trials.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is that you never want to be in a networking event where you've got your competitors there,
mm-hmm.
which is never logical.
Mm-hmm.
You go to these big clinical conferences, and all your competitors are there. So I always went where I always felt I was going to be alone. I was going to be the unique one.
I'm blown away by how many people say it that are in organizational development. They go to the OD network and talk to each other.
Right.
And they don't go to, say, a conference of wholesalers, if that's their target market, to talk to the CEOs of the wholesalers, and they're the only OD person there. Why not? Right. I just don't get that. Exactly. Okay, so has it affected your staffing, too? You know, like who you hire, and tell us a little bit about how you find these passionate people.
Well, we have, I wish one day you can come to my office.
I want to. Where are you located? You're in North Carolina?
Come to how we interview people. It's so bizarre. You know, when people come and interview with us, mm-hmm. because we're all kind of like me. We're driven. Mm-hmm. We're so in tune with our mission statement, yeah. which is we're the clinical powerhouse mm-hmm. that will heal the world. Mm-hmm. And it's on our computers, and we read it, and we believe it, and we work it. And when they come into the office to interview with us, mm-hmm. we're talking about, you know, what are you doing in your life, both yeah. personally and professionally, where you're feeling that yeah. you're working on something bigger than yourself.
Oh, yeah, the interview has to talk about the why.
Yeah.
And the significance, not just tell me the techniques you used.
Exactly, exactly.
Do you do profiles like any kind of test? You know, like
sorry?
A predictive index or a Berkman or a no risk or any of those?
I do use them. After a couple of bad ones, I do use them as a benchmark
yeah.
to even have them come into the interview.
Right.
Okay.
But that does sort that out. I mean, there's some people that come across like they have the technical skill, but the personality of are they driven? You know,
right.
The profiles do help with that.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, in a medium-sized business, we're still extremely entrepreneurial,
yeah.
and we have to have the person that will do anything whenever it's needed.
Now, so, how does this affect your compensation formulas? You have people on commission or profit sharing or what?
We have our people are on salary.
Mm-hmm.
Our salespeople are on salary plus commission.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe when you give, you get back multiplied.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the year, you know, we share equally
yep.
in our profits.
That's so consistent. God bless you. I'm so pleased that that's your answer because I'd be disappointed. You know what? Some people think that you need to give commissions to the mission-driven people, and some of them are actually insulted
yes.
if they're not on a salary because they're going to rise to the occasion and they want to do the purpose-driven
right.
work. And it isn't because they got two more dollars for doing it, but at the end of the year, they want a really good party that's
right.
focused on who did they help, what difference did they make. It's almost like a non-profit mentality.
Mm-hmm,
yes,
mm-hmm.
you've got to make money, but there's a non-profit mentality behind it.
It is.
There's some people in non-profits making good money.
That's true.
So how has it affected, let's see, what financing? How do you fund this thing?
Guess what? Believe it or not, surprise, surprise, when I started business and I went to get financing, you know, the bank said, you know, don't let the door hit you as you're leaving.
Oh, yeah. They weren't going to embrace it right away.
Right.
But what's happened since? I mean, have you gotten government grants? Have you gotten SBA loans? Has it all been on you? Do you have other owners?
Yeah, I'm 100% owner of the company.
Still, okay.
Yeah, yes, and I have financed the company through savings. I mean, fortunately, you know, I was a pretty big exec in this consulting firm, and, you know, I'm very fiscally sound and responsible for had savings.
Yeah.
And number one, which everyone knows, you got to have, if you want power, if you want access to money, you've got to have an exceptional credit score.
But you know what? I found when I was at the kind of the point you're at,
mm-hmm.
a similar size company the whole bit, that's when I made the decision to go ESOP. And we grew to $26 million, and I thought one of the reasons that the people stayed was because they had some skin in the game.
Mm.
They wanted to know. They had a 1%, 2% kind of share,
right.
help with compensation, but it also was the statement, it wasn't just me, that this, you know, the mission and the calling was a group of people that bought in, that they stepped up. See, I don't know. You might want to look at that. You didn't ask my opinion about it, but I have a feeling you might want to think about that at the five-year point. All right, music's going to start in a couple seconds. We're going to take a break again. Can you believe how fast this goes?
I know.
I know.
Hey, by the way, Aldana, I take free advice anytime.
This is The Growth Strategist with Aldana Amblin. We will be right back with Leah Brown of A10.
Whether the market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
If you're a struggling business trying to get to the next plateau and would like to learn more about what Aldana can do for you, log on to thegrowthstrategist.com. Listen to some of our many satisfied clients.
We called in the growth strategist to do a strategic analysis of our company, design an organizational structure, and improve our management team. The important point is that Aldana Ambler gets it. Her extensive experience coaching fast growth companies has really paid off for us.
Aldana played a key role in driving the rapid growth of our company. We now have a strategic growth plan in place, obtained growth financing, have a stronger management team, and expanded our services, and are already seeing profits. Companies dealing with business growth issues couldn't ask for a better or wiser business advisor than Aldana Ambler.
What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-ALDANA today and see where your business can go tomorrow. Once again, that number is 1-888-ALDONNA. TheGrowthStrategist.com. Achieving accelerated growth with sustained profitability.
In 1977, an 8-year-old boy picked up the game of golf from his father. The odds of that same boy winning the U.S. Open twice? 1 in 1.2 billion. The odds of him having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 150. Ernie Els encourages you to learn the signs of autism at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Self-leadership is more important than corporate leadership. In the hustle and bustle world we live in, we need to be reminded that in all failures and successes, we are the common denominators. Each week, let Daniel Gutierrez help bring you the tools you need to manage self-leadership, resulting in self-success. Make your mark in your industry. Make sure you listen to Right Here, Right Now, every Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. Call in right now with your questions and comments toll-free at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Now let's jump into another segment of The Growth Strategist. Here's Aldana Ambler.
Welcome back to the show. This is The Growth Strategist, Aldana Ambler, and today we're talking with Leo Brown. I got to make sure I say the whole name of the company, A10 Clinical. I want to make sure I say that right. And we're talking about that mission and purpose and passion-driven business growth. And you're going to have a funny feeling as you do this because there's naysayers, particularly during, you know, recessions. People are testing. They're cynical. Nah, it's not going to work. You're kidding. Think about kids in school, how cynical they are at a very young age. And my last piece of advice about this type of business is that you don't let that stop you. That's where some change happens. And a lot of the cynical stuff is just a test. Are you the real deal? Picture a kid who's in a foster home. And you say you're going to be a really good foster parent or you're going to adopt them. They've heard it so many times before. They give you that look and they make the comment. And it's a snide remark. Well, if you backed off just because somebody has a snide remark, you didn't mean it. You aren't the real deal. So expect if you have a mission-driven, passion-driven business, you're going to have to say it, say it again, say it again, say it again, and prove it over and over. And I have found that the mission-driven companies that I've worked with, they've had to have some of the best guarantees. They don't tend to have the most mistakes. They don't have the errors. I mean, some of them are living a risky kind of job. They're the ones that at the top, there is a judgment call about what's the fair thing to do to make sure they take care of people anyway, no matter what the contracts say. These are the type of people that have honor, always, 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 always. Because you have all these cynical people. You even have some, excuse me, attorneys that will want to test you on the details of a contract, and that's not what it's about. You never want to lose credibility with your employees or with your customers or with the public that's going to watch you like a hawk if you take this on. No matter what your mission and vision is, think about it. Think of how transparent your life is. And so it's a commitment. But one of the things that we've had to do is we've had to have times where we do movies or we'll bring in people from, you know, like focus groups, or we'll go out on a field trip all together as a group to get recentered in what's why, the big why of what you're doing. So be prepared to have, you know, field trips, whatever you need to do to get everybody recentered in the calling. You got to take trips to a, you know, a poor neighborhood. If you've got to take trips to a school, whatever you need to do to get recentered in the why, do it on a regular basis so you never lose it. So I want to go back to that quality question. Leah, if your business, you know, you've got a high-intensity, people-driven company here. Stuff happens. You can't necessarily get the doctors on the phone for the interviews about the, you know, the medicines. What do you do related to quality control and guarantees?
Well, before I start any project or when we're in the pre-sales cycle, okay, when we're talking to the sponsors, which are the big pharmaceutical companies who are our clients, I want to set the stage there, okay?
Yeah.
We can go through the minutia of the science and all the details and the protocol, yada, yada, yada.
Right.
But what I do is I look them in the eye, and I said, you know what? I can guarantee you you're going to love me if everything goes well, correct? And they said, yes, of course, Leah, correct. But what I want you to do, because this business is so highly people-intensive, my staff are people, of course. They're research nurses and clinical monitors and data managers. The patients, of course, are people. The physicians are people.
Well,
and when we're dealing with people, people mess up. So
yeah.
I tell my clients, potential clients, in the pre-sales cycle, I said, I want you to measure me when things go wrong. Because that's when you're able to measure the true character of your supplier.
That's true.
Okay? Because everyone, all my competitors, I would think, are going to say, oh, we can do this. We've got all of this, and everything's perfect. We're 100% error-free.
Oh, they promised the moon.
Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we really have built our reputation. When things go wrong is how we manage it.
And you're at that point where, you know, that wonderful language of, you know, the buck stops here is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
Starts to shift into, you know, hold every one of the account managers that you work with to the same high level that I'm talking about for me, because if they're not going to step up and really fix this, you know, wave a flag and say something's not right, what are we going to do? They're not right for us, and I need your help in telling us. That type of language that it's a whole community committed to, we're going to be transparent, we are what we say we are, and if when stuff goes wrong, because the complications of what you're dealing with, it's when stuff will go wrong.
Right.
How do you respond is what they're buying.
Mm-hmm.
That's just so true. It's, you know, it's so cool that when I have a guest on the line who is consistent, like goes all the way here, and you may discover there's a piece that happens to you in the next few years where it doesn't quite fit, and you're going to be the type of person that undoes it, because if it didn't help feed this, you're going to know.
Right.
You're going to have radar. Nope, it doesn't feel right, you know.
It doesn't feel right, exactly.
Now, I want you to give some contact information, because I'm hoping you get calls and emails from people saying, tell me a little bit more about this. Here's something that we're doing. I hope you get business from it, Leah. So give some contact information. Where could
people
reach you?
That would be wonderful. I mean, our mission is just getting people into our community that want to help healthcare improve, either by pharmaceutical drugs or another division that we have launched last year is on-site health clinics, which is really cool, especially with the new healthcare plan that's going to be coming out through our president. We are very, very innovative in terms of taking healthcare to airports. You know,
cool.
That's something cool that we're rolling out too. And that's the one thing about A10. If there's an idea that you don't feel that fits around healthcare or clinical, we want to hear it.
Think, like, because you're there, I'm going to be able to get a flu shot in an airport?
Absolutely.
Oh, too cool.
Yeah, exactly. And busy women like you and I, we live in airports, and we forget to go get, you know, those checkups that are so critical.
Yeah.
We can just get to the airport maybe an hour later, get our physical, and keep on going.
All right, so now how do they reach you? I got 3 minutes to close, so I want to make sure.
www.a10clinical.com. Again, that's A is A, the number 10, clinical.com.
So there's no dash or?
Nope. www.letter A,
and do you have a toll-free number or a phone number to give them?
Clinical.com, and the number is 919-465-3366.
And people who want to reach me, if you know my name, it's pretty easy to reach me. I'm busy, just like you are, but it's Aldonna, A-L-D-O-N-N-A, at Ambler, A-M-B-L-E-R.com. And the toll-free number in the United States is 1-888-ALDONA. With multiple companies, I just ended up with too many telephone numbers. So anybody that deals directly with me, that's the number you get. So I want to wrap up the program with kind of a summary here. It is important for us to have passion-driven businesses, particularly now. You do have it in you because there's things you're mad about. You're seeing some things that are not working out as well as you hoped, and the world is really messed up. It needs us to step up. If you're in a boring position, even if you're the owner of the business and you're starting to act flat, why? What are you mad about? What do you think could change? And what could you do to leverage your background, like Leah did, being an attorney and having all that compliance background? What could you do to step up? Because there's very capable people that are stuck behind boring bosses that aren't making a difference, that are star players that would want to come do it with you. It may not be as expensive or difficult as you think. It is during recessions when people need a change of energy that the best, most powerful companies that have made a difference in the world have been started. Have we lit a fire under you? I hope. And if there's a chance that we have reached you, listen to the program again. My wish for you, as it is every week, is accelerated growth with sustained profitability. Let's do it with some passion. This is the Growth Strategist, Aldona Ambler, signing out.
Voice America Business would like to thank you for logging on and tuning into The Growth Strategist. Join us each Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time for another exciting episode of The Growth Strategist, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.